Okay, now we get to section four, which is we're going to make up our own phrases using any of the rhythmic types. Now, for the purposes of clarity, I'm going to make, on my metronome, I'm going to, instead of just making the beat zero, I'm going to make the fourth beat, I'm going to set it to beat four, which means the first of each measure sounds a little different from the rest of the beat, the rest of the bar. If that makes any sense. Every metronome has different settings. When you set it on zero, then all the beats sound equal. But now I, for the purposes of marking out one bar and two bar phrases, I made the one beat different. So one, two, three, four, one, two, okay? And what we're going to do is just make up one bar phrases. And we're just going to play over an A minor chord, you know. We don't even need that chord. We can just play to the metronome. And we're going to make up one bar phrases. So whatever you play in four beats, play again. Let me demonstrate. Okay. So the phrase, I just happened to make it up on the fly. If you want to analyze it, it would be quarter, quarter, 16th, quarter, quarter, da da do do. So it's actually quarter, quarter, then 2/16 and an eighth and a quarter. You would have to write that out in order to be able to see it. But more importantly, just to be able to hear it and conceive of the fact that I'm doing a one-bar phrase. So you don't have to play 16ths. You can play anything. So whatever we play rhythmically within the one bar, we're going to repeat again. This is not a portion where you're going to play along with me. You're going to simply digest the concept of playing a one bar phrase and try it on your own. So unlike the other sections, don't try and play along my exact phrases unless you want to. But in that case, I recommend analyze what it is and write it out. But the idea is we're just going to play one bar phrases. So whatever I play within four beats, I'm going to play the same rhythm again, but with different notes. Okay, so this is, you're learning to think rhythmically. This is a very important concept. This is getting into the realm of motifs. So a motif is an idea, musical idea, that you repeat and you expand and you contract in your improvisation. We're going to talk a lot about motifs. There's two types of motifs, rhythmic and melodic. Obviously, in this particular case, we're talking about rhythmic, and we're doing a one bar rhythmic motif. So let me demonstrate, and then you're going to pause the recording and try it on your own. Whatever I play in one bar, I'm going to repeat again, over and over. One, two, three, four. So obviously my rhythm was, if you want to analyze it, you don't have to. You can just play it, as long as you can play it with the metronome. But if you want to analyze it, was half, eighth, eighth, quarter, half, eighth, eighth, quarter. Let me do another one. Two, three, four. So if you want to analyze that, it'd be 4/8 and a half. So 1 and 2 and 3, right? So I'm giving you some simple one bar ideas. So let me do another one. 2, 3, 4. This was simply 2/8, 1/4, and a half. Let me do another one. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then four eighth notes. You get the idea, right? Make up some one bar phrases. Put your metronome on 4/4 and knock yourself out. Next, we're going to go to two bar phrases. Two bar phrases is kind of much more musical, but it also requires a longer attention span. I recommend you do your phrases very simple. As you get longer spans of time, do your phrases simple or you won't remember what they are. Trust me, I guarantee it. So when I make up a two-bar phrase, whatever I play during those eight beats, I'm going to repeat again and again. So demonstrate 1, 2, 3, 4. For those of you who need to analyze, it was two halves, and then so half, half, eighth, 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 and quarter. I think that's what I played, but the concept is there. Let me do another two bar phrase. 2, 3, 4. You got the idea? It's not easy to remember what you played. Again, I'm going to say, keep them simple. Use lots of whole notes and half notes. If you can't get the hang of this two-bar phrase, make one of the phrases a whole note, and that'll be an easy ticket. So demonstrating that, 2, 3, 4. Alright, or put the whole note on the back side of the phrase. So, demonstrating that. So, where's my one beat? 2, 3, 4. So that'll give you a head start. If you're feeling confident and you want to try a four bar phrase, again, make it super simple or else you're not going to remember it. I am going to demonstrate just a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Even I didn't remember it. One more time. Yep, I'm not even sure if I'm remembering it correctly. So, easiest way to do that is let's have beats bars 1 and 3 match each other and just have different endings. This is just food for thought for how to manage your four. Maybe it's good that I couldn't remember because I'm able to remind you how to show you how to do it. Make one bars 1 and bar 3 match and just kind of do like a first ending and second ending. Demonstrating this. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's easy. So what I did was I did bars 1 and 3 are both half notes, all half notes, and then I played something different between bar 2 and bar 4, and I kept it super simple. Like bar 4 was a whole note, so all I really had to remember was bar 2, if that makes any sense. So another 4-bar phrase, keep it simple. Let's see if I can do it. 1, 2, 3, 4. See, I couldn't remember it. this attention span's not there. So I'm going to do the same thing you're going to do, which is, you know, make it simple. And I'm going to play, let's say I'm going to decide that the first and the fourth bar are going to be whole notes so I can remember my phrase. So one, two, three, four. Particular case, three out of the four bars was a whole note, and I kept it. I was able to remember it that time. Let's try another one. One, two, three, four. Case I was able to remember the four bar phrase because I made bars one and two match and bars three and four match. So these are little tricks you can do. We're developing your attention span, okay? Developing your rhythmic consciousness. Obviously, for me, to be honest with you, it's a little trickier. I'm not making excuses, but it's a little trickier for me because there's no tune, there's no harmonic motion, and the tempo is slow, and it's a long span of time. So I'm making excuses over here. But that's how you do it. And then just being comfortable making up one bar, two bars, or four bar phrases is an art in and of itself and will get you a long way towards... But most of the time, two bar phrases does the trick. All right. So let me just demonstrate a little more. Before I move on to section five, I'm going to freestyle a little bit. I'm going to still play in A minor. I'm going to still play at 80 beats per minute, but I'm not just going to play in that first position pentatonic that we've been playing in. And I'm going to demonstrate how I might do one bar and two bar phrases in real time. Okay, so first one bar phrases. One, two, three, four. Idea. And sometimes the phrases aren't exactly perfect, but usually they're not. They're not exactly mathematical, but I would like you to be able to develop the exact repetition in order to develop the muscle of thinking rhythmically, if that makes any sense. Now let me try two bar phrases. So, one, two, three, four. Wasn't exact, as you can hear. All right. All right, you get the idea. So, have fun and go on to section five.